can pass a motion, but you don't have the numbers, you're only three. Okay, thank you very much, Source. I don't know, I only recognize Mr. Philip Dexter because he was with us the last time as a board member. I don't know, see Mrs. Mahumola. I don't know whether you are also a board member, but yeah, over to you. You'll introduce yourselves and then give us your presentation. I don't see the CEO. Where is the CEO, Jerry? Jerry Longmas. Off sick, traveling overseas. What's happening? Okay, over to you.
Thank you very much, Chair and members of the Portfolio Committee. I will introduce the board members as I proceed. But before I do that, I also would like to also extend my condolences to the passing of your late colleague, Minister Molewa. May her soul rest in peace. My name is Nana Mahumola. I am the newly appointed chair of the South African Weather Services, and I'm accompanied by the deputy chair who you have met at the last presentation, who was presenting on behalf of the Weather Services Board. I did send my apology for not attending the meeting of the 16th of August. It was a written apology. Accompanied by the acting CEO, Mr. Miguel Ndambi, who will lead the presentation of the report. And we have with us an executive of corporate and regulatory services, Ms. Julia Mpafudu, who I believe you have met before. And of course, we have the CFO who will be presenting the financials, and Ms. Busi Shongwe. Dr. Dexter and I are the newly appointed board members, and in addition we also have Dr. Maila, who is not here today with us. As a cost-saving measure, we try not to bring everybody to the meetings. The other four members are the members from the previous board whose term of office has been extended until the new board members are appointed, but for now we still do correlate as the board members. I do apologize for missing the previous meeting because I had already had an international business meeting that I could not postpone, but I was, I believe, well represented by Dr. Dexter. I did get the feedback from the team. I would like to echo his commitment to the Portfolio Committee that we look forward to engaging with you, and we will do our best to make sure that SOARS is in a good footing, and would like to make sure that SOARS occupies its space as one of the better performing state-owned entities. The report that we're going to present today outlines the progress that we have made in implementing the 2017-2018 plans. We will deal with the five strategic goals. In presentation of the report, members will note that we have achieved 80% of our targets. We are partially achieved on 8% of the targets. And we have not achieved 12% of the targets. Our focus for the coming year will be, we'll make sure that we review areas where we have not achieved and really look at how we remedy the deficiencies. In talking about that, I just want to point to, I said we are 12% not achieved, But there's an area that I discussed with the executive to say that maybe it actually was not not the chief. It's on target growth and sustainability. I'm saying so because we had targeted to generate an income of 130 million rand, 130.54, and we achieved 129.3 million. You see that this is under 1% of not achievement. So it probably, in my view, could have been not a notch achieved, but maybe partially achieved. To continue the presentation, Chair, if you allow me, I'll hand over to the acting CEO, who will present the report. Of course, he'll be assisted by the CFO and other executives. And for any questions that come up, we'll all be ready to respond to the questions. Thank you.
I ask, where is Jerry? The CEO.
Okay.
Is he traveling?
No, he's not traveling. Jerry has been put on precautionary suspension by the minister on matters that we may, I don't know how far we can talk about that. Maybe the department will be able to deal with some of the reasons why he was being put on precautionary suspension.
So the CEO has been put on precautionary suspension. He's on suspension.
My colleague, Dr. Dexter, as chair of the ARC, would like to address the matter fully. So I think maybe we should give you an opportunity to do that.
Okay.
Thanks very much, Chair. Chair, I know it's an unfortunate situation, but you are well aware that some of the issues to do with, one, the lease at the new building where SOAR's moved to, and one or two other issues have been reported to the Audit Committee. In the light of the seriousness of the matter, the Board did meet and there was a discussion with the Department, and the decision was taken to place the CEO on cautionary suspension. We know that that's a very serious thing to do, but in the light of the issue that we were dealing with, it was felt that that was the best course of action. Myself and the chairperson will be meeting after this meeting today, because we do have to have a special meeting of the Audit and Risk to actually consider the report on the matter from the attorneys and from the investigators. And we'll obviously come back to you as soon as we've reached finality on the matter to indicate to you what course of action the Board will take in this regard.
So finally you did suspend him. You know, this suspension business of SOAR is really it's really frustrating us now. The former, we have not yet concluded even the issue of the former CEO, who was also prematurely terminated by the Board. We have recommended in our report that the Board members must individually pay the 2 million that was incurred. So that issue is still outstanding. We are processing that thing in Parliament, getting an opinion. We did receive an opinion. We're just going to amend the report, but we feel very strong that the Board members must carry that burden. It must not be carried by the South African taxpayers. Now, you recruited somebody that we thought had the necessary competence, very impressed with his submission to this committee. Now he's also on suspension. I don't know whether how long does it take, how long are you going to conclude the DC, but it's possible that you can end up firing him as well. And then you're going to get the third person, and then you're going to put that third person on precautionary suspension, and then you're going to fire that person as well. What's going on there? What's going on, Comrade Dexter? We really we're really concerned now, Chairperson. You just came in very recently. You come in guns blazing, firing from all cylinders. Okay. So it's fine. Maybe we can't discuss employer-employee relation, but I must tell you from where I'm sitting, I'm very worried about this organization. I'm extremely worried about the organization, what's happening there. You know, we've been having too many issues with source. We did call, we have got an outstanding engagement. Unfortunately, it got disrupted by the unfortunate events and the passing on of the minister. Before we went on recess, we were supposed to have a discussion with the minister regarding the evaluation of the board. Because she did ask that we must engage with her about the evaluation of the board performance, because we are very worried about the board. Now there's some changes to the leadership, but there's still some old members of the board who are still there, new members. But we don't seem to turn the corner. Instead, it looks like it's getting worse. Because if there is no stability at the top of the management, top echelons of management, there won't be stability. And you know this organization has been experiencing a lot of problems. With the appointment of Mrs. Mpafudi here, with a lot of other things, the incomplete public protectors report. So it has just been a roller coaster ride. But anyway, take us through the report. I guess we will determine what happens then. And then we'll come back to you. Mrs. the Chair?
Chair, I at the right time, and hopefully sooner than later, a report will come to this portfolio committee regarding the matter of the CEO. I just want to say to you that by the time the board said to look at the issues that were placed before us, it was not a pleasant thing. And I have to point out to the members that we have the utmost respect for the ability and capabilities of our CEO. He is one of the best we have in the country. We don't have too many meteorologists, and have an African meteorologist at the level at which he is just something that we do not take for granted. And as a result, even when the matters came to us, which got us to where we are, the board members were in pain. I was chairing the meeting, and we looked at there were certain allegations that had to be dealt with. We looked at them, and every one of the board members was in pain. Their eyes were red. because after the last meeting that you had when I was not here with Dr. Dessa, it had looked like SOS is turning the corner. And when we were presented with the allegations, which right now we can't talk about them because we need to respect the integrity of the CEO, it's quite a sensitive matter, and we are dealing with it in the utmost confidentiality. As a result, even my executives who are here don't know what the allegations are. And we did that deliberately because it's an allegation, and we don't want an allegation to go all over the place to a point where it will impact on his person and his integrity. So we're keeping it really, really tight, just making sure that when and if he comes back, he can still come back and hold his head high and not feel uncomfortable about stuff that has been in the media. I took time to brief the executive after our meeting, because after we looked at the matter, in terms of the SOS Act, it is not the board that suspends, it is the minister that was suspended. So it is not us that suspended, it is the minister. But the minister himself was presented with evidence that made him realize that indeed, you know, the matter has to be investigated, so he is not guilty. And it was a lot of clarity to say that him moving away does not mean that he is guilty of anything, and suspension should not be looked at as a punishment. It's a matter of the allegations were serious, they needed to be dealt with. So far, we have really dealt with them in the utmost respect, and I am in touch with the CEO. I do talk to him when there are things that we need to deal with, we discuss them. So the relationship between us and the CEO, I can actually say to this board, to the committee, is not adversarial. We are dealing with this matter that needs to be dealt with, and hopefully the sooner we can get done with it, the better, so that, you know, the organization can go on. After addressing the executives, I went to address the staff also, to just to put them up to speed in as far as I can without really disclosing too much information. But when the time is right, we'll come back to the portfolio committee, and you'll be the judge of what happened and how and why it had to happen. I just thought I should, you know, make this clear so that it's not like this board is just gunning at executives and wanting to get rid of executives. We are in pain ourselves.
If I could just add one thing, I mean, we do know the history of SOS and the things that have, you know, occurred. But I do want to say it's completely unlike the issue of the previous CEO. It has nothing to do with that that kind of problem. So I do want to try and put the committee at ease to say, as the chair said, we evaluated it as the Audit and Risk Committee. We just felt that we really needed to protect the interest of the organization. And then the report was given to the executive and the decision taken, and not lightly at all. So we are expediting the process, and as I said, we'll come back and report to you as soon as we have a finding on the investigation.
Okay. How long was he in the employ of the organization?
Since May last year.
Since May. Just over a year. Okay, Honourable Peden, I see your hand. You know, I'm not sure, because we also don't have something in writing about the status of the CEO. Had I not asked about this thing, we're going to proceed without us knowing what is happening. We're just going to assume that he's not here, he's traveling, or is on sick leave or what, something like that. The last time something happened with the previous CEO, we also learned it from, I read the article on the Pretoria News that the CEO has been given marching orders and stuff like that. And we're just spectators, you know, in this theater of drama. And we're not taken on board, nothing, not even a letter to communicate that this is the situation happening there. So I don't know how are we going to proceed, members, because Okay. Honourable Pedin.
Chair, I just want to get clarity. The Chair, you said the precautionary suspension by the Minister, and then you said he. Or was it the late Minister Maleo, or was it, is it the he you're referring to as Anakom?
It's actually a recent thing that matter that happened, because the suspension was done just soon after the acting minister, the acting minister, that they put him on the suspension.
So what was it done?
On the 14th of September. Regarding the communication, I'm not too sure who should come from, because he was suspended in terms of the act, suspended by the minister. We'll just check. If it is the minister that has to write, the executives are here, maybe we'll just make sure that the minister writes a letter. Actually, I suggest we do that. The minister writes a letter to the portfolio committee. It's maybe an omission from the department side.
So the 14th of September,
that's 3 weeks ago.
The minister was still in hospital.
Mm.
Oh, by the way, there was an acting minister appointed.
Yes.
Chair, I would like to echo the very same sentiment that you just echoed about the communication side. We under the impression that the CEO would be also here when we look at the annual report of the entity. So it's really bad to not even have communication coming from the executive informing the portfolio about unavailability of the CEO and informing us that there will be a new acting CEO who's going to do the presentation. It's really bad. It's really bad, to be honest, to be frank. Thank you, Chief.
Okay. Well, we'll proceed to the meeting, but under protest, you know. Ordinarily, I was going to adjourn to say, go prepare yourself, give us the report as part of this report of the annual report, and then we meet next week. And you inform us appropriately, but maybe let's proceed and deal with the annual report. But I'm not happy, Chair. I'm not very happy at all about the situation. But let's proceed. Acting CEO, you can. Can take us through.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Good afternoon, Honorable Members. Okay, I will try to proceed. I think it's not that long, so perhaps we'll cover up on time. I'll just do introduction, overall summary, and then the log frame where it shows targets, and then I'll hand over to the CFO to take us through the financials, including the AG report. Again, this is 2017-2018 financial year. Members will also remember that as part of our mandate, we've got public good mandate and also commercial services mandate as per the Act number 8 of 2001 as amended. Then I would like to share five strategic goals quickly, which is the first one, provision of products and services. The second one, capacity and capability development. The third one, engage stakeholders. The fourth one, research and knowledge, including intelligence creation. And then lastly, the growth and sustainability. Chair, our board chair has already indicated that we have achieved 80%, partially 8%, and then not achieved 12%. The explanation she gave about the other one, which there was a 1 million different with the target. But this slide also indicates the number of objectives, Chair. against the achieved and partial achieved targets, and then mostly it's biased towards the achieved objectives. Then I can go to the next one, Chair, which is going to talk now to the strategic goal products and services. Chair, the first one, the annual target was to develop a public good service strategy. It is partially achieved, Chair, because during the mid-year review, the board and management took a cautious decision to include both the public good services and commercial services in one strategy due to the nature of the business. Hence, now there were new milestones for the integrated service strategy. In terms of maintaining of the product for the community, which were five, they were maintained, Chair. Just to indicate the public weather forecast, it includes your daily forecast for the citizens, which is also in the media. Severe weather warnings, they are also in the media, with the new categories of the alert now. If it's yellow, you should be aware. Then if it is orange, it's a wash, it should be prepared, it might translate to an action. Then if it is red, the action should be taken. And again, Chair, provision of five sector-specific products, which was achieved. The agricultural sector, the chill units, which predicts end of dormancy period for fruit trees, and also for the health sector. Heat stress watch index, which is study the atmospheric behavior, and also it has got an application which assists on sports, young and elder people, tourism. Given those conditions, then there will be an index. And then also for the water sector, the drought propagator, and also for the energy sector, the direct normal radiance, which also determines the potential for concentration of solar power, which access to the renewable energy, and also the one for the media, Chair. The air quality health index, it was just additional because it was needed by the department to support the enforcement. Chair, this one is red, is not achieved, in slide 7. Percentage implementation of annual milestone for sector-specific five-year marketing plan, 100% agricultural sector, and then marketing plans for the energy. We have some achievements there, as you can see in the comment for deviation, but then the achievement is in terms of money for agro-hydro sales. The target is not aligned to what was achieved as per se, although it could have been part of the milestone. I'm going to talk to goal number two, capability and capacity development. We have not achieved there again, Chair. We had a target of 80% available of the radar data, so we have achieved 72.17%, Chair. And then during that period, we also developed a radar business case, looking at the whole radar, because for a couple of years we didn't have a capex to maintain the radars. We also looked at reprioritizing our budget. We also identified the challenges, but we have since then, in implementing that radar business case, implemented the gaps that we had during the time, Chair. And then in terms of the lightning detection network we have achieved, and also the South African air quality information system availability. I'll just pass that. In the next one, Chair, we have achieved also on the implementation of annual milestone for source dual career pathing program. There we also had a project to work on the parity, which we worked with the department, which gave us guidance throughout. And then the next one, Chair, that is not achieved, it's partially achieved, is on the equity targets, Chair. We have achieved the first two of the four. We had a 70%, 2% people with disability, we achieved those. But part of that package, Chair, because that target was a package, we have not achieved 40% of women in the core and also 42% of women in management. We think, Chair, because we are dealing with scarcity skills department or organization, that contributed a lot in getting females in their position. We have since now developed an accelerated program that focuses on females, Chair, and also on people with disability. Chair, in this slide, we have achieved all these targets. I think I will just go to the next one, Chair. Then it will be the strategic goal on stakeholder engagement, Chair. Here, Chair, I'll just try to explain a bit. The second one, 10% increase in traffic volumes across media platforms, which we have achieved, Chair. Nationally, meteorological services have been skeptical in use of social media, but now we are seeing a change globally. All the national meteorological and hydrological services are beginning to use social media. The skepticism, Chair, was around the severe weather alerts that they might bring about confusion if they are not understood the way they have been explained in the social media, or if they are forwarded and maybe there's a change of content because of the experiences in other countries. But now through awareness, we are getting into that, and I think we are winning, Chair, because we're also able to get feedback from people on the ground. And the strategic goal for Chair on the research and knowledge, including intelligence creation, there is a study that we brought to the committee, Chair, about 2 years ago, that the intent is to get the understanding of the benefit of a national meteorological service, which is also a global trend, Chair. So we have actually managed to have that study completed. The study determined the rent value of source services, the return on investment. It appears that it varies, and it also increases depending on how sensitive is the sector on weather and climate services. It actually showed the value of 26:1 to the weather and most sensitive sectors, whereas it showed a value of 5.8:1 for the sectors that are less sensitive. So we hope that this study is going to inform us, Chair, in unpacking further the understanding of weather and climate services. And then the next one, Chair, the implementation of the National Framework for Climate Services facilitated for four key climate sensitive sectors. That framework was developed nationally. There was a collaboration with all the science organizations, including the users. The department and the South African Weather Service were coordinating and also working as secretariat. So the sectors are not listed there, Chair, but it's sector in the agriculture, disaster risk reduction, water, and health. Those are the sectors, Chair, that were targeted and we achieved. Next one. The next one, Chair, is on growth and sustainability, the goal number 5, which is the last one, Chair. The non-achieved, Chair, is the one our board chair also spoke to it, where the target was 130.54 million. We have achieved 129.30 million. She feels that we need to relook and also engage AG because this was already audited if possible, perhaps to reflect that as a partially achieved. And then on this point, Chair, I would like to hand over to the CFO, Chair. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. And afternoon, members. With regards to the financial performance, on the slide here we have the income statement. As per the revenue, looking at the revenue, what we had budgeted for was the 442, so we had under-recovered under this. And this is mainly due to, the under-recovery was mainly due to the commercial revenue. For the products, we did not sell as many products as we initially intended to. And with regards to the expenditure, we had budgeted for we spent 368 million. So there were some savings in that. And for the savings that we got in the 2017-18 financial year, we have requested the department to roll over those funds so that we can use them, especially in terms of the CAPEX projects that we have in the current 2018-2019 financial year, since what was allocated is not sufficient for the infrastructure development. And this slide here just is just a reflection of the revenue. It shows the different revenues that we have. We have the government grants. We have the aviation revenue. That's the one that's regulated. We charge them tariffs on an annual basis. And we have the non-regulated commercial. That's where we sell different products and services to the different markets. The next slide is on the expenditure. That shows the main classes of expenditure. Our biggest expense item is the compensation of employees. And we have the operational expenditure and the admin expenditure. What we have under the operational expenditure, if we compare to the previous financial years, it has gone up. This is mainly due to we had to buy a lot of space so that we can be able to repair and maintain the current infrastructure items. And if we look at our balance sheet, our total asset has increased from the previous financial year from the 523 to the 547 million. And our non-current assets as well, it has increased from the 394 to the 403. The main acquisitions that we have is for the computer equipment. We have purchased 39 million, and for the air quality equipment, that has increased by 1.56 million. At the end of the financial year, the cash and cash equivalents has increased to 101 million from the 90, and then accounts receivable has increased. The increase in the cash is mainly due to the savings that we had in the expenditure, since we did not spend the money that we thought we would. That's why the cash is up. The accounts receivables increased, and this is one of the major concerns that we have, because it means that our debtors are not paying us. So what we are doing in the current year, we have a system in place to ensure that we do recover those debtors. And the biggest challenge for this one is in those cases where we have once-off customers. If a plane flies in the aviation industry, then we are unable to trace some of those customers. So we are developing a system that would assist us in ensuring that we are able to recover all the funds. And in terms of the liabilities, they've increased by 15.98% from the 64 to the 75, and the retirement benefit, it has decreased. And the main reason for the decrease is due to the numbers of people that we're covering post-retirement. They have gone down because some of them have passed away. So in terms of what we owe those ones, that's why it's gone down. And this was based on the actual evaluation. At the end of the year, we received an unqualified audit opinion with the findings. This is just the AG's internal control, just to say where we have regressed. There has been a regression in some of the items, and the main reason for the regression is we had problems in terms of our performance information. The information that we had could not be supported, and some of the KPIs were considered not smart. So at the end of the year, the AG could not really follow in terms of the documents that were given them. So it's one of those that were brought in terms of the audit report. Those are some of the items that were highlighted. And we had repeat findings, and those are the ones that made in terms of the governance. It says that as the governance structures, we are not doing enough to ensure that we eliminate those repeat findings. The other issue that we had with, is the document management, where we could not give the AG the supporting documents. And the main reason for that, I guess, during the move from the old offices to the new staff, some documents seem to have been misplaced. So we actually even took longer to give them some of the information. So it's one of the areas that we have to really look at now. But I think for the current year, we don't have that risk because we have now settled and ensure that all the documents are filed correctly. In terms of the financial, we have the impairment of the radars. That was the 4 million. These were radars that were no longer in operation, but we continued depreciating them. So when at the end of the financial year, we had to adjust our financials to show this impairment. Hence, it was considered a material adjustment that was done after the financial statements were submitted. So those were the main findings that we had on the AG. We do have the irregular expenditure, but then most of that is from the previous financial year. We are in the process of requesting condonement from Treasury because they relate to legal fees that were incurred in the 2016-17 financial year. So we anticipate by the end of this financial year we'll have received the condonement from the National Treasury. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. That was the last slide.
Okay. All right. The findings on supply chain is there's one on contracts extended or renewed to circumvent competitive bidding processes. And then another one is on a preference point system not applied or incorrectly applied. Yeah, those are the two, I think, for SOS. And then, of course, you've got this previous year unauthorized, regular and fruitless and wasteful expenditure reported for investigation. So these are the legal fees that was incurred by the board. How much was it?
Chair, what the board incurred in the previous year is the 825,000. That's with regards to the former CEO. And then the other amount was with regards to the former senior manager for ICT. Those are legal costs.
So for the former CEO, it's 825,000. So you add 825 to the 2 million. It's 2.8 million. So is that what you have asked for condonement?
Chair, what we've asked for condonement is the 825. The 2 million was not recognized as irregular expenditure, and that is that was agreed with the AG that it was not irregular, due to them being satisfied with the process that was followed at the time.
CEO, CFO, don't speak. Don't even venture there. That is wasteful expenditure according to us. And we want the money back. So I'm saying that 800 is the one that you are waiting for condonement by the National Treasurer.
Yes, Chair, that's the only amount that we've requested for condonement. We are requesting for condonement.
All right, and then other points? Contracts extended?
Thanks, Chair. With regards to the contract extended, we went out on a competitive process to appoint a company to provide us with the printers for source. And on the contract and the SLA, we had there was a statement saying that we could extend for a period of not exceeding the 2 years, which is what was exercised at the time. When this extension was done, we followed our normal in terms of the source delegation, so we got the CEO's approval. However, the AG was saying that the fact that when we advertised for the services, we did not include the fact that we could actually extend this contract. That's why they deemed this to be irregular. It was, we have followed competitive bidding process. We did follow our own processes in terms of extending this because the CEO signed it off. But then the issue was at the time, before the 3 years prior, we did not include it in our bid specification that this contract can be renewed. We just included that statement in the SLA.
It was renewed by how many months?
It's 18 months.
So it was a contract for 3 years. So it renewed another 18 months.
Yes.
What competitive bidding was there?
Initially it went out on tender.
Yeah, but when it was extended?
When it was extended, we didn't go competitive because we have them. And the intention at the time was that we needed to participate in the national treasury contracts. So we're saying that when we're still looking at that process, let's extend the current one to
okay.
ensure.
And what was the value?
It is 1.5 million.
Per annum?
Yes, that's the agreement.
And then the other one, preference point system not applied.
Thanks, Chair. With that incorrect, the preference, there was no financial implication because even the issue there was that we had awarded points we were not supposed to have awarded. But then even if we had awarded, it wouldn't have impacted the service provider that we awarded to. So there was no really, there's no really any regular expenditure in that regard. It's just the non-compliance because we just awarded incorrectly. But there was no financial implication.
Come again? What? You awarded something?
So when we do the triple PF, we'll say we were supposed to award the 6 points, and instead of six, we awarded eight or we awarded zero. But then even when we recalculated the points based on the correct amounts, we're still going to award the services to the same service provider. So yes, the mistake was done, but then it doesn't have any implications in terms of who would have ultimately been awarded.
Okay.
It's a compliance issue. And Chair, with regards to the fruitless and wasteful expenditure, this one is mainly due to the cancellations of travel or accommodation. Because at times when as travelers you're supposed to go somewhere and then something happens for operational reasons you had to cancel. So in cases where the ticket is not transferable or cannot be cancelled, then we still have to pay that even though that you haven't travelled. That's why it's regarded as wasteful and fruitless. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, so those are the only issues from the AG?
Those are the main issues from the AG. There are other findings that we'll make available to the committee.
What are those?
Chair, I think the main ones is the performance information. We have the IT as well. There were a lot of findings on IT. And then we had some issues on the assets and the recoverability of account receivables.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Members, Honorable Khadebe, Baden.
Okay, thank you very much, Chair. On the consequence management, according to the AG, on previous years, there was, on a previous year, there was an unauthorized, irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure, which were reported for investigation. Up to this point, no investigation was done. There are three instances which they have.
Yeah, it's the 820 for the lawyers. That was, the lawyers were paid on the termination of the former CEO.
Okay.
Yeah, so they spent 820. So the AG said it was irregular, and then they've submitted a request to National Treasury for condonement.
Okay.
Mm. But somebody will have to pay for that money. Honorable Pede.
Thanks, Chair. I agree that the growth of the aviation revenue should read partially achieved. I really, I think it's harsh to put it not achieved when you it's only 1.24 million. So I agree with that. The question I have, the compensation of the employees, the COE. 2016-17 was 62% of the total expenditure, and it's and now 2017-18 60%. So it's running at 60%. I just want to know, historically, has it always been that high, or is this a new trend going before 2016-17? If someone could just explain that to me, please.
Okay. But there's a question. There's also a point by AG on data management. If you can also speak to that as well. It's on financial health. Are you aware of that?
I'm just checking. Thanks, Chair. I'm just checking that one, in which one it is. I'm just trying to check on the findings. Because generally we had issues in terms of that was just the document management part, where we could not submit some of the documents they asked on time. And that was mainly due to the move and documents being misplaced. That's the one.
Okay, let me just read you what the AG was saying here to us yesterday. It says, although both SOS and SANBI was included as financial healthy, both entities contain creditor payment periods as unhealthy indicators, which was reported to management. SOS further contained an unfavorable indicator for data management escalated to non-compliance finding on revenue management.
Okay, thanks, Chair. With regards to that, it's in terms of if we are compared to the benchmarks, the creditor payment, we are above the 30 days that we need to. That's one of them. And even for the accounts receivables, that's where I said we have those long outstanding receivables that we need to improve on the collection thereof. Those are the issues that there is. Because if we don't collect our receivables, then that will ultimately impact us in terms of the cash flow. And that's the, we are working out on a strategy to ensure that for the current financial year, we do follow up on all the debtors that owe us. And especially, I think the other issue was in terms of all the government debtors and the other public entities. Those are the ones that we should ensure that we follow up, because we cannot really impair or even write off debts that are owed by the ESCOMs. So that was one of the issues that they raised. Thanks, Chair.
All right. The Honourable Patton's question. I forgot the
Thanks, Chair. With regards to the cost of employment, it's been around 59%, 60%, and I think it's mainly due to the we are a science institution, so we are not really able to be within the benchmark as per the National Treasury requirement, the 40%. So it has been stable around that percentage.
What is the status of your equipment that helps you to monitor the what are those expensive equipment called?
The radar.
What is the status of your radar system?
Thank you, Chair. For the first time in 2017-18, we got a CAPEX budget for such equipment, which it, we didn't have it for 10 years. So that's why most of 2017-2018 into early 2018-2019, it was to redress that. So there was a lot of planning, because we didn't have maintenance plans, so we didn't have that life cycle management plan that is ideal for such infrastructure. Hence, we also developed that radar business case, which we are implementing now. We got CAPEX from 2017-2018.
How much?
Again, 2018-2019. our capex? 37 million, Chair.
For the previous financial year?
For 2017-18, and then I think just slightly above, about 38 million for 2018-2019.
Yes. So you are buying them?
We're not buying them, Chair. We are improve maintaining them. So
okay.
Part of the business case, we're conducting a condition assessment of the infrastructure so that we've got a baseline to understand the status of the infrastructure. And also, we have looked at what we have experienced in terms of frequency interruptions. We took those that are vulnerable for areas like your Port Elizabeth, your DR, so we are moving them around because in the north, it's Kukuza, there's a less frequent vulnerability, so we would still get quality data from those. And then also we are acquiring spares to maintain them. So that is kind of expenditure we're doing. So then after the condition assessment, we'll then develop a life cycle management of this infrastructure, Chair.
Okay.
Just one more last thing, Chair. The report of the PP, did the board did any follow-up on that? The report that was, there was a preliminary report that was released in 2012. Did you do any follow-up on that? Just for interest sake, because the Chair also mentioned it in his remarks. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. The board did make a follow-up on that, and we were also asked to assist in following up. So what we had was the draft report from Public Protect. CEO Mr. Jerry Lengwasa also followed up. He arrived in May last year, so he has also done a follow-up. He has actually even arranged a meeting and met the public protector requesting that we know that a report is needed. So there are follow-ups, Chair. Thank you.
All right. And then the last time we engaged with the board, we there was a gentleman there who gave us a useless report. In fact, he gave us a non-report. And then we said the board must then deal with that matter and finalize it. I just want to find out whether did the board... It was about psychometric testing. So maybe I must just give you a bit of a background. I don't know whether you've got the background, but Mr. Dexter, you were there. Did you follow it up? Did you discuss it? How did you conclude that?
Thanks, Chair. No, the board has actually not met to discuss that. It will be in the next board meeting.
Okay.
Because unfortunately we were disrupted by these other things.
Mm.
You know. So but it is on the agenda for the next board meeting.
Okay.
All right.
Finalize it and then give us a report back on how you finalize that matter. We wanted to conclude the issues that we're dealing with arising from whistleblower, and that was one outstanding issue, so we delegated it to the board. Okay, finalize it and then give us a report. Okay, the Auditor General, anyway, has shown that some of the a couple of things have regressed. You have received an unqualified audit opinion with findings. You have not really regressed from 2016-17. You also did receive an unqualified with findings, the same as 2017-18, but 2015-16 source was
received the clean audit and the year before. So if you deal with some of these matters, findings raised by the AG, they are not really that fundamental. I think you can go back to the clean audit status, except that you need to get this one finalized by the AG, by the National Treasury. But we will ourselves add it to the amount that those responsible people must pay, because it was 2 million when we calculated, now it's 2.8, because it shouldn't be the burden of the state to carry that cost. So those board members must carry that. Yeah, but otherwise there are no major issues except this disruptive behavior by the board, which we are very worried about, of suspending people left, right and center. We don't want to get into the details of this specific one, but the sooner it's concluded, the better. You must decide what you want to do. Investigate, deal with the issue, and conclude it. Because what makes me very disappointed is the fact that we got an assurance from the board in the last meeting that the matter has been attended to, is going to be resolved. Because this is not a new matter, Chair, about the movement from one office to a new office, which the allegation is that it was not handled properly by the CEO. So it's not new, it's something that has always been there. And now the board has decided to take action. The very reason why we called them the last time is because they also mooted the suggestion, and we said, but why are you becoming so disruptive now? You've got a new guy, he's here, he's doing his work, he has got vision, he shared that vision with us, we're quite happy about it, we think he's competent, and now the sword is now falling on his neck again, and it's things that are very, very disruptive. You need to decide what you want to do and then finalize and then get the organization back into stability, because we want stability there. But otherwise, thank you very much for coming. We're expecting that report from yourself as soon as you finalize these issues. But please, you must be careful with how you manage the organization source. I'm still worried that some of the individuals who are in the board are still retained, or they've been extended. I thought that the minister will come up with a completely new board that is untainted by the past, that will be able to focus with the job. We're very impressed after our interaction with Mr. Dexter the last time, that there is this fresh air that is coming. But now I'm not sure whether I can say that we have got the same impression after having received these developments today. But anyway, thank you very much for coming. The meeting is adjourned. There is food there. You are invited for... Is it still lunch? Invited for lunch. Okay. Are you back with... I was alone with three honorable members from the DA. I was nearly taken out as a chair, so you must talk to your members to be here. Otherwise,
we will be toppled. All right.
Luckily you didn't.
And we kind of like.
Can we just give me a minute there?
Just a little.
Yeah.
Come back tomorrow.
Where are we going tomorrow? 9th? Where
the same,
we
yeah.
And is it being changed?
Oh, the other comes from
next one that
we're aware that we need to declare yeah, but we take the permission. Yeah. I just. Comrade Dexter.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I've been better.
Are you rejoining us there?
No, I've been.
And so. I saw your name that you are coming back.
Coming back where?
To Parliament.
Yeah, I see they put me on the list, but I don't want to come back to Parliament.
Oh.
I'm enjoying my freedom, as Tito said, before he was made minister. How are you? Yeah, but here, you know, this issue, this issue of the CER, it's not at all like the past. See, the problem is it's to do with the fact that there's an investigation. And so we were informed that, look, he mustn't be allowed to be on the premises while the investigation takes place because he could have access to information or witnesses. No, it's done by the audit, the internal audit. But we consulted with the department, you see. Because, as you know, it's this problem of the leak. Now, it's a huge sum of money, 68 million. So, we didn't have a
choice. But what is the allegation? That he approved more than what was agreed in the budget?
That's right. And that it was done without any recourse to the board or anybody else.
Was there no process followed?
There was a process. And when the report was, this is the thing, the investigation was shut. What actually happened in a nutshell is that the amount that was put forward by the service provider was incorrect. Having then moved, they simply approved the new figure from the service provider, and they shouldn't have done that. That on top of the public protector stuff that's also coming out. So, you know, when we went to the minister, we said, look, what do you do? And he said, look, under the circumstances, it is better to put in. That's why it's called precautionary suspension. And I don't believe that he did anything criminal or dishonest. You know, I think what he just did was not follow the procedure. But let's wait for the investigation, and I'm hoping from the audit committee we should have a report next week. And then we'll come back to you straight away. And as for that not notifying, you see, this is the problem of the executive. You know, we are like you. We are kept in the dark about what they're doing. We assume that they're doing their thing, and then only to find out now that they don't. Now, when we come here, of course, you're agitated. It makes us look as though we're the ones. But we knew we would have to report this matter to you, because you'll notice that the CEO is not here. Anyway, as I say, we'll do our best. I'll keep you briefed about that.
You impressed me the last time when you were here. Now you are back to the...
No, but you see, Chair, you're making the assumption that you are going back to that. You can't. Mm-hmm. Just because it's a suspension doesn't mean he'll be fired. It's called a precautionary suspension because if you want the integrity of the investigation, then you can't have allowed, and that was the advice from the legal advisor and the government as well. So we didn't have a choice, and none of us wanted to do it. We like you, we think he's brilliant, you know. I was shocked by this thing. When I arrived there, as the first, my first meeting of the audit committee, they placed this file about the lease on me.
So I tell them, what the hell's going on here?
You know. But let us get
through. No, but then deal with it.
Yeah, and we'll keep you briefed. I'll make sure I keep you up to date.
Deal with it.
Okay. Yeah.
Keep us informed.
I will do it.
All right.
Thank you, man.
So you'll join us next year.
Now our investment won't let me come. You know I'm back there. At Nahau Investment Holdings.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So they won't allow me to come back to Parliament now. They'll tell me I'm disrupting them.
Oh, you're back there?
Yeah.
Okay.
After Nashik, we're all friends now.
Thanks, Jay. All right.
So you got that? Yeah.
Yeah, these are
Sir, I also want to have 2 minutes with you. Sorry about your...
I'll talk to you later.
Well, you pull the chair.
No, I'll find the week. No, we don't have
to. Yeah, no. You know... Okay. I don't know what I think.
He's also very concerned that we should just quickly resolve the control, that we stabilize the organization. And again, also to make sure that our CEO is not a bank, you know, and that is why he's very familiar. But the only thing that I have, it was a mission for my side, we should actually refugee. We're going to do that, and I've just asked
the
others.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, have a good day.
All right. Thank you. Very nice. So we're going to go downstairs. Do you want to grab them? Or eat there?
Allow me to please introduce myself.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it's an honor to meet you. I'm Sakani Bumane, and the recently appointed DDG on climate change and air quality and sustainable development.
Oh, okay.
So the issues around souls and all that is something that will fall under my control.
Oh, yeah, yes.
That was, I just came today just to see the interface, also the boarding cages with the committee. Thank you
where
so much.
Where were you working before?
With DIA, yes. I was with the presidency. In the DPME with Paul Charani and Jeff and all that. But we thought, let's profile the climate change issues.
Oh, okay. Mm. All right.
Thanks
welcome
a lot, Chair.
To the team.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Kutumbas. Sabeke motor kona le that thing on the way ma bana le na la dinga ya ke so what is in there o sharp o kwa nenda o kwa ne Ayer que está muy brief, man. Es que muy brief, anyway. Pues este es el horno re. Re. Cava. Ay, está. Está complicado el otro, ajá. Está complicado la live. Jadi kita cuma meeting ke telefon ya, tak betul.
No, the motion or the topic was not that it's just a motion. That was the one system.
Thank you very much. Bye.
This one on the phone. Bye-bye. That is up for a listener.
Yes, then I'll let you talk after next week. Yeah, you think about the something there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 Thing I always be rolling on the problem. You see,
Maybe EG also does not. There are a lot of allegations around this thing about Neapol. They want to appoint this provider and have a set up who approve this plan by imposing a to the new people. Because what they are doing is actually what the plans are supposed to do. Or how are they going to connect this? How are they going to transport them? Where are they going to store these tires? How are they going to handle them? Yeah, so now you are appointing this thing, and then from there, you're doing the contract from there. How can you approve the plan? We impose that. They appointed contractors to the new government. What if they disagree? What did they say? And those proposals, they are probably inside there. Rena, to transport this thing, this is what we are going to use. Now when over appointed the contractors to have a connection with people before, but now they were going to do it much more probably. So it's going to be illegal, because I was talking to some people. And some of the people who were already proponents. It's going to be illegal. And they are using deadline at Raja. And I think we can make a motivation for postponement for another 3 months. We can do that based on what we have not concluded this week. So all of the technical So I want to tell you, well, if you want to do it, but you must know that we are not going to do that. Then I had a lot of engagement with the chair of the subcommittee. I'd already given him the issues. These are the issues. But it was going to be better if well, she's not around anymore. So we just have to see how the department here has some of those things.
Or also to just talk to us and deal with the community that we have to
Or maybe all the four issues that are there. Prepare submission to the joint study groups. Baba.
Yeah.
What is our reasoning behind some of those issues?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because there are only four.
Yeah. And then there's a common for
yeah. No, I read to that.
But in
My
answer did.
Oh, okay. Just. Go away.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow. For 10 hours practice, so election plan from the department. Okay, so maybe I'll remember that. We'll discuss a 10 hours practice. Oh, yeah, I don't know, I know report.
Thank you very much.
Ah, yes. Right. There's still some chicken there.
Yes. Do you want for chicken?
One chicken drumstick and one piece of lamb cutlet.
Chair, I wanted to find out how we're going to have a management meeting.
Should I have it today?
Okay.
Maybe sometime next week. What happened?
No, to discuss the program. I think that's also the common too.
Next week, what's happening is there a sitting? That's fine next week.
Okay.
That's fine next week.
Okay.
Lunchtime, eh?
Yes, true.
Okay. Come on, Papa. Would like.
Okay. Bye.
I'm not seeing you tomorrow. I did put in an apology.
Okay.
I kind of got late on. So. But you know, I don't miss committee so much.
Oh, right, go home.
Yes, I need to go do training with students, and I thought it's next week, but luckily they phoned me last night.
Oh.
I need to get our provincial leader there, so I can't kind of can't. So I kind of can't postpone 2 days before just because I got my date wrong.
Okay, bye. Another quarter of the aqua house was what declaration already today.
No, it is the
budget.